Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Zig, good morning.
Hi, Uncle Tubbs.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just worried about this Tubberty invasion. Is that kind of like Ebola?
It's Ebola quality streets.
Oh wow!
So it's going to be lovely. It's going to be great fun. It's exciting.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. I can live with that. That'll be good.
Good morning.
Around any time, especially if you got collection boxes.
We could come to your house.
You can, yeah, if you want to. It's all rain and dark, though. It's going to take you a while.
Could take us too long. Let's say, Zag, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Ryan.
Yeah. It's so good to have you both with us. We had Bosco on the show yesterday. You know who Bosco is.
We heard. Bosco called us here on Planet Zog.
Because he said he was going to give you guys a call. Did he manage to get through to you?
Oh, he did. You see, you always take a call from Bosco. I mean, he's like sort of the Lord Alan Sugar of kids' TV, you know, you take that call.
Is he kind of like, you know, Bosco has a very kind of fun and friendly and wholesome image, but is he more like Marlon Brando in The Godfather? Like, do you all have to kind of...
He's more like Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
He's like a Soprano.
So do you have to kind of call into him in his study and pay your respects as the kind of the puppet father or something?
Yeah, absolutely. He lives in a giant box when you meet him.
Yeah. And is it intimidating?
You know, like a box. Yeah, there's like a box within a box. He's got his own box at the table, and then you're in a giant box.
Does he have
That's why he's called Ryan.
I know. Okay, I'm learning now more and more. And does he have a temper, or is he very measured?
Very measured.
Yeah, he's about 12 inches. That's how measured he is.
That's yes, indeed. And there he is giving you advice, and he called you yesterday on Zog. You took the call, as you say, because you have to. When Bosco calls, you answer that phone.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What did he want to know?
He wants to know if we would help join in and do a single for Childline.
Right.
Yeah, that's a song.
A song is a single that used to be a single, but it's now a song.
That's right. Yeah, and just a song.
And
apparently there's you, there's me. It's like reforming the Beatles, right? me and Zig are like Lennon and McCartney, right?
Yeah.
Dustin's on board, so he's like Ringo because he's got the nose.
Yeah.
But Bosco's the George Harrison. And then I know you're on board, so does that mean you're sort of like the Yoko?
No, I'm George Martin. I'll help produce it, maybe.
You're more Yoko,
yeah. Haven't I? Yeah, I know. A bit of a Yoko. So what?
This is cool, though. They're very exciting, but we don't know what song to do. You had a suggestion, though, Ryan, didn't you?
I was thinking, lads, of the Frog Chorus, because I think you guys beginning the song with boom, boom, boom. Can you try it?
Oh, yeah. Boom. Bum, bum,
yeah, you know what, but that's kind of, it sounds good, right? It's a good idea, Ryan, but I think we need to kind of modern it up a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, which bit of the song has the sort of the ragga hip-hop bit?
Oh, the ragga hip-hop bit becomes...
I'll tell you what, Ryan.
Yeah.
If you drop some fierce beats, right?
Yeah.
Give us a Tubberty beat.
Oh, yeah.
Off the goes out.
Play the game. The fight, but what's the point on the beautiful night? Right, arm in arm, hand in hand, we all stand together.
Wow, that is trippy. That is something like that sounds absolutely out there.
You think, Ryan, if we could get the RTE Symphony Orchestra, right?
Yeah.
In on it. If we got Imelda May in it, if we got Bluey the Snowman, if we got Mattress Mick in on that, it'd be just amazing.
I think we could do all of those things, but we couldn't afford Mattress Mick. But everything else is fine. He's tasty.
Yeah,
but lads, we got you know, do you ever hear of U2?
Yeah, vaguely.
They made all their albums in a place called Windmill Lane, and Windmill Lane got on to us to say, do you want to record it there? So we could,
that's cool.
We could kind of film a video of you guys, you know, with your hands to your ears, doing the song, taking it, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Hey,
take this question.
Ryan, do you think we could get Bono?
Do you know? You must know him. Do you know him?
No, I thought you might know him.
You must know him. Hang on, you're.
I know what he wants for Christmas from Santi, though.
A new arm.
No. What? Stabilizers
for his bike. Of course he does. Has he ever been to Zog, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, he's been everywhere, hasn't he?
I would have thought he was quite big in Zog. Well, look, because
have you toured? He's about the same height as Bosco. He's not big.
Have you guys met him?
We met him once.
Yeah.
And how did it go?
It was okay. He was nice. He was very friendly.
Yeah, well, why don't you do call him?
He can't look them in the eyes because he's got the glasses on. So
yeah, the glasses on.
Call him Mr. Bono.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to...
Brian, could you not get your butler to call him?
Well, I sacked my butler yesterday morning.
Oh,
yeah, because the tea was milky. So, yeah.
Poor Michael Caine.
Yeah, I know. He had to go. He had to go. And then he had to go and star in Interstellar. It was terrible. His career just went downhill after that.
Yeah, that's
so,
the thing,
Somebody wants to know, lads, is Socky around or is he? Would he be part of the gig or do you think? Or is that... No.
He could be. I'd have to ask Dustin that because he was like Dustin's mate. But yeah, he could be.
And is Dustin...
Oh, yeah, cool. And Snotzer.
Is Dustin up for it, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I hope so, because, like, the building trade went down the toilet, he said.
He's really dead as well. He doesn't get up until after 12.
That's what house. Where else would he be going? What about Padgo?
Padgo's
jump box.
That's a cool idea. This would be crazy good, you know.
We could have every creature from whatever planet or corner of the globe they come from to...
we could do.
Have a kind of... let's just get the old band back.
That'd be great.
Well, look, what we'll do is we'll make some phone calls. I might hire a new butler for at lunchtime today.
Okay.
And ask him to do stuff for me. And if that happens, we'll get in touch with your you've got servants as well. So I'll get in touch with them in Zog.
Brilliant.
And this could happen. I don't know if we can turn around. It's very
But call Mattress Mick.
Is you really want Mattress Mick involved?
We
got to
have Mattress Mick in this summer. It won't work.
Yeah, it's because we're going to need somewhere to lie down after the recording.
Yeah, okay.
The thing is, Ryan, it's that time of year where magical things happen.
On mattresses?
Well, on mattresses and anywhere, because it's like Christmas is coming up, so it's going to be like really cool, and we could get it together, and it'd be really cool for Childline.
We're going to do
brilliant
this.
Brilliant for Childline.
Okay, Childline is the answer.
We've got to keep it open. That's the thing. We want those calls. We want people answering calls all the time, 24 hours a day.
Let's do it.
That's
okay, I'm feeling very yes, we can. Thanks to you guys. Zig Zag, thank you so much. I'll see you very soon.
Bye.